Rush and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. We didn't ask for this fight with the U.S. on tariffs, but Canada will win, says Mark Carney, who today won the Canada Liberal Party leadership race and will succeed Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister of Canada. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum at a rally today in Mexico City. Since President Trump postponed new tariffs on Mexico and Canada, Sheinbaum at the rally congratulated Trump on promoting dialogue and mutual respect. While the U.S. president today said he delayed tariffs to give Mexico and Canada a break and help U.S. automakers, his top economic aide, Kevin Hassett, gave this different reason on ABC's This Week.
What happened was that we launched a drug war, not a trade war, and it was part of a negotiation to get Canada and Mexico to stop shipping fentanyl across our borders.
In Trump's interview today on Fox News, he didn't mention fentanyl. Five injured in a small plane crash into a parking lot in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Ukraine's military and Russian war bloggers say Russian special forces walked inside a gas pipeline to strike Ukrainian units from the rear in the Kursk region of Russia. Kursk was seized by Ukraine last August. Concerns are growing over the staggering death toll in new violence in western Syria. ABC's Lama Hassan.
Syrians now burying their dead after brutal violence rips through the country still recovering from the fall of the Assad regime. More than 1,300 people killed so far, most of them civilians. The deadliest few days since the conflict began 14 years ago. Secretary of State Marco Rubio condemning what he calls the radical Islamist terrorists, including foreign jihadis that murdered people in western Syria, adding that the interim authorities must hold those responsible accountable.
Most Americans hopefully remember to turn clocks ahead 1 hour overnight for daylight saving time. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker bringing you the original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. is sponsored by Noah's Ark Bet Store in Madison, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. They have cat and kitten adoption, plus organic pet food, grooming, so much more. Stop in today, Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the People Brothers Band. They got a bunch of shows coming up very soon. We'll tell you about it in just a couple minutes. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Raise you up, be what you want to be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. Rolling Stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine.
Civic Media, we are local music. A double dip of the People Brothers Band, Living My Best, Stepping Stone before that. Both of those songs are off the latest album, Sistas and Brothers. And of course, you know, you're living your best when you have back-to-back shows at the Burr Oak that good luck getting a ticket for. Thursday, March 13th, they're playing at the Burr Oak. And then the following day, by popular demand, a double dip of the People Brothers Band at the Baroque on Friday. So Thursday the 13th, Friday the 14th.
I want to say that the 13th is sold out.
I think it is. I mean, maybe if you show up and you're really nice beg and if it's just a solo guy.
I think you shoot for the 14th.
You shoot for the 14th for sure. How cool is that? I mean, that's like great. That's like every musician's dream right there, to get two shows back to back. They have to add a second show because yeah, the first one is sold out.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K with Rocker. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, we got a big hour coming ahead, coming at us here.
We have a mini Lair coming up here, Jimmy, with Emmy Castro. She's a Peruvian singer of Peruvian Creole music. And we're going to find out exactly what that is. She's moved to Madison, and she's got a band together now. She's in here in the studio. We just sound checked her. It sounds amazing. I think you're going to be really amazed. Live performance, a couple songs, a little bit of interview coming up later. And then Max Inc. After Hours, Jimmy.
With Rob Roberts. He's the man. Hey, the Whammies are happening right now, just like a lot of other places, but the Whammies, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. First round voting is open right now. You can go to whammy.org, cast your vote. And Rocker, the Whammies, I mean, we talked, Michael touched on it in the 6:30 interview with the Battle of the Bands, but the Whammies are big and they make a big splash across Wisconsin for the local musicians.
That's right. It's the Wisconsin area music industry. And, you know, they're just a great, they're in their 45th year. So they're going to have their 45th year award ceremony coming up on May 4th. And that's in West Allis, Wisconsin at the Deco, which is like kind of this Art Deco theater. It's going to be, it looks really cool from the website. I'm excited to go, you know, the red carpet, all the people that are there. I went there last year. It was in Green Bay, so not yes, quite as far of a drive for me. In fact, I'm gonna be heading out from the Jamboree straight to the Whammy Awards when May 4th comes along.
I was just gonna say that's gonna be a very busy day for you. Ooh, I mean, noon over at the Burr Oak for the Rocker Jamboree, raising yes, some money for your medical expense.
Oh my gosh,
and for right? Mama Cares. And then off to the Whammies for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's great. If you want to get more information, maybe volunteer for the Whammies and get involved with your music scene. You can do that right now. Just go to WAMI.org,
MXOC.org, and we thank everybody that already volunteers. M. Shell, she's a big volunteer for the Whammies.
Well, you know who the current president is, right?
Isn't it Roy?
Roy Elkins.
Yeah, Roy Elkins.
So Madisonian, that? I think, maybe for the first time has been president. I don't think there's ever been a Madisonian that run it before.
Well, I know Broad Jam is doing the voting. That happened a couple of years ago, and that seems to be really going really smooth. So much success to the Whammies. We got some music on the way from Ryan McGrath Band, but let's play some M. Shays right now. This is Bleed. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Put your by the damn heart attack. Baby, so I'm mad. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. With your phone number on my side. Went for a break, did she pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If there ever you wanna take me home, one thing left to do, play something like a nasty tune. Yeah. Hey, hey, say ya. Oh. Hey, son, I dance to. Shaking her head. Friends are so on that. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want to do, my side, yeah. Mercedes in the parking lot, hey. Tick-tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot, hey. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great-grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great-grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If anybody here wanna take me home, one thing left to do, play some like a dance to. Oh, yeah.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Ryan McGrath Band there plays Something I Can Dance To. Some M'Shays before that with Bleed. M'Shays is going to be releasing a brand new record April 5th at the Crystal Corner Bar. And she'll be at the Ghost Light Lounge in Stoughton on May 1st. M'Shays is pretty awesome. And she's up for a bunch of mamas too, Rocker. I believe, I can't remember which awards, but a bunch of them.
She's awesome, and we've had her here in the studio.
I think live sound engineer is one of them, actually.
Right.
I might be wrong on that. I often am wrong, but memory serves.
Doesn't she do audio at Audio for the Arts?
She does.
Quite often?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How you doing, everybody? We got a big half hour coming up here. We got Emmy Castro in studio. We're going to do some live music, and looking forward to that. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can watch the tournament games there. You can go there for St. Patrick's Day. I know they're cooking up some corned beef and cabbage with some red potatoes, plus all the traditional St. Patrick's Day drinks. You get more information or just stop in and see them. North Stoughton Road, just north of East Washington Avenue in Madison, and online at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEYvenue.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. March 15th through the 17th, get your fill of corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes, 350 shots of Jameson and Tully, dollar off pints of Guinness, and $3 pints of green Bud Light and Miller Lite. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day from the Lazy Oaf Lounge.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. Grab the app. That's the best way to do it. The Civic Media app. Grab the app at your favorite app store by searching for Civic Media. Or just go to civicmedia.us. And while you're there, check out the podcast for Max Inc. Radio Rocker.
Jimmy, born and raised in the heart of Peru, Emmy Castro's artistic journey began with a powerful voice. In a rich cultural tapestry, she found her calling in the captive world of Peruvian Creole music. And now, Emmy has recently moved to Madison, Wisconsin, and formed a band to perform the wonderful music of Peru. And here to tell us about her journey and the new band is Emmy Castro, Sebastian Roman on sax, and guitarist Richard Hillner. Emmy Castro and band, bienvenidos.
Oh,
Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. I'm Emmy Castro. I'm a singer. I'm from Peru. I have been making music since I was very young, specifically música criolla.
Now, that's very interesting. Now, you seem like a Creole star in Peru.
In Peru.
Right?
Yeah.
What made you move to Madison?
Voy a hablar en Spanish. Yes, I'll
translate. Cuando
llegué? Mm-hmm. Bueno, estoy en Madison hace 8 meses.
Mm-hmm. Y también, ¿por qué llegaste acá a Madison?
Y llegué aquí a través de un tour realizado.
So I was been here for 8 months, and I came to Madison, United States, on tour.
Y bueno, decidí traer mi cultura a este país tan grande, buscando una oportunidad de seguir impulsando la música peruana.
I really was on a mission to bring my culture and music to this country in order to spread it here.
Para poder compartir con todos ustedes y abrirles las puertas de Perú, para que conozcan un poco más de Perú.
So, and just open the doors so to share with you, so that you could just know at least something about Peru. Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm ready to learn. But I want to know, why Madison?
¿Quieres saber por qué Madison?
My husband is Madison. La vida me trajo aquí, así es la vida.
So life kind of brought me here. My husband is from Madison.
Me toca trabajar aquí.
But now I'm working here.
Wow. Yeah.
May I ask, what is your opinion of Madison so far? Has the city been welcoming to you? And have you had a chance to check out any of the music around Madison?
Yeah. A pesar del frío, yo estoy muy feliz de estar acá. Me estoy acostumbrando a muchas cosas, pero estoy muy feliz. Hay mucha gente que estoy conociendo, muchas personas que están apoyándome. Y realmente esas personas están abrazando mi proyecto.
So, in spite of the cold, I have found a lot of love here and a lot of people who have supported me and this music and my project.
Wow, that is just amazing. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Emmy Castro, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Negra Presuntuosa.
Yeah,
exactly.
And tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
Hable un poquito de la canción.
Esta canción le pertenece a Andrés Soto. Es un compositor afroperuano y trata sobre un amor que no se pudo dar y que estuvieron en un tiempo de coqueteo, pero al final terminó siendo una mujer libre.
So this song was written by the Afro-Peruvian composer Andrés Soto is about a relationship that started off in, you know, the flirting and the initial stages, but never was realized.
All right. Well, why don't you guys sit down and get ready to play, and we're going to hear some Emmy Castro here in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
And Rocker, I want to be all smooth here. I'm just going to ask you a quick question. The board, you're good to go there?
We're good to go, Jim.
All right. Awesome. So live in the lair, many here on Max Inc. Feel free to call or text your questions for Emmy, 844-967-2789. You can do that through the Civic Media app. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on Max Inc. Radio.
Que me estoy muriendo. negra presuntuosa.
Beautiful. Hemi Castro live in the lair, mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. Let's learn about the band here. Can you introduce the whole band to us and how they came, how you met everybody?
Bueno, ¿cómo conociste a la banda y presentar la banda?
Bueno, mi banda, somos la gran mayoría peruanos. En el bajo nos acompaña Nick Morán. En la primera guitarra, el maestro Richie Hittner. En el saxo, Sebastián Román. En el cajón, Paddy Cassidy.
So that was on bass, Nick Morán.
Yorbanis Durán.
And then also on congas, we have Yorbanis Durán. On cajón, Paddy Cassidy. Myself, I'm Richard Hildnard Makanki on guitar, and most of us are of Peruvian origin.
Okay. Yeah.
And tonight we have just Sebastian, Richard, and Emmy here.
Yeah.
The whole band isn't here, Jimmy.
Oh, there's more.
That's the thing, is that this is just kind of a little three-piece of their band. What is the cultural significance of Peruvian music? I mean, you know, where does it come from? Besides Peru, what's its structure?
Explicar un poco el origen de la música criolla.
La música criolla peruana tiene varias raíces, tanto española como cubana, pero todo nace de África, de los sonidos africanos traídos a Perú, y ahí hemos empezado a trascender y a experimentar con distintos instrumentos, por ejemplo el cajón peruano, quijada, y la cajita, que son parte de la percusión sonórica de nuestro país.
So the Peruvian music has many different influences, from the indigenous influence of the indigenous people of Peru, Spanish influence, but also very heavily the African influence of people who were forcibly brought from Africa to Peru. And the sound of Peruvian music is, of Afro-Peruvian music is especially characterized by the cajon, the instrument, the cajon.
Yeah.
This is the Peruvian cajon, which is originally from Peru, but then it has spread to other countries like Spain, and then people have started using it as a percussion instrument all over the world.
Yeah, here in the United States now, quite a bit.
It's a beautiful instrument, too. I love cajons. We've seen a few musicians come in here to lair play the cajon, and it's just a beautiful instrument. Why is it called Creole music? Maybe I'm not phrasing that correctly.
Creole, I mean, to me, I always thought Creole was like a New Orleans kind of thing.
All right.
Give us the skinny.
It's a similar concept. I think the idea of Creole is a mix. It means in New Orleans, it's also a mix of different cultures. In Creole New Orleans music, you have the French with the African and with the indigenous. And the very similar concept happens in Peru. Mm. But it's more the mix of not so much French cultures, but more Spanish cultures, but then also other European cultures like German and other European Italians that arrived to Peru.
Obviously here in the United States, I guess other places like Mardi Gras just happened, Fat Tuesday. I know Brazil has like Carnival. Does Peru have something like that this time of year? Because this is kind of a special time of year, correct?
Yes. Peru tiene Carnaval tanto en la parte norte, en la costa, y en la selva. Costa, sierra y selva, perdón. En la parte sierra están los carnavales de Cajamarca, los carnavales de Ayacucho, etcétera. En la parte de la selva también existen carnavales en Ucayali, en distintas ciudades de la parte de la selva, y en la costa, que es el norte de donde yo vengo, también hay carnavales. Esto se celebra con ciertos trajes típicos donde genera que la persona que visita estos carnavales tenga una efusividad al celebrarlos y comparta mucho esta cultura. Se llevan una gran experiencia de Perú después de estos carnavales, que son más o menos en enero y febrero.
So Carnival is very big in Peru, and every region of Peru. In Peru you have the three main regions, which is the coast, the mountains, the Andes, and the jungle. And each region celebrates in a different way, and they have very typical costumes and traditions, which with the spread, and just like Mardi Gras and Carnival in Brazil, it's a lot of celebration and a lot of effusivity.
Wow. It sounds like fun.
Yes.
is there anything here in Madison that kind of gave you the taste of what you might have in home, or, you know, or not necessarily here in Madison, but somewhere here in the Midwest for like the holidays here?
Hay algo acá que se parece un poco al Carnaval de Perú en Madison.
Oh, no conozco mucho. Tengo 8 meses recién, pero vaya, he experimentado. He salido de noche por las calles, he visitado varios lugares donde realmente se siente muy familiar y es fácil de acostumbrarse a ese calor de las personas.
So I've only been here 8 months, so I haven't had a chance to really see all the celebrations. But when I go out at night on the street and I can feel the love of the people and the celebrating. Just on a different note, tonight the Hanfibians are celebrating Carnival, Brazilian Carnival, yes, down at the Majestic.
Yes.
So that's a big carnival event that's happening tonight.
And the Hanfibians are so awesome. They're great.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Emmy Castro, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Vendaval. Tell us about this song before you play.
Actually, we're going to be playing a different tune. Last minute change. Cuando Pregunten Por Ti is the name of the tune.
This one is... Cuando pregunten por ti means when people ask me about you.
Okay.
That's us. We're asking about you.
Yeah. Es cuando una termina una relación y muchas personas que han conocido esa relación preguntan por qué se separaron. De eso trata esa canción.
So this song, it means what people were asking for you because when a relationship ends and all the people you know, they ask about that person, and and the song asks, "What am I going to tell them?"
Y uno termina afrontando la soledad.
And you have to confront that solitude.
Outstanding. If you want to be part of the conversation and ask Emmy a question, you can do that right now through the Civic Media app, or just give us a call or a text, 844-967-2789. It's a mini live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, and here's Emmy Castro on Max Inc. Radio.
Por ti, tú sabes bien que yo no puedo fingir. Y tendré entonces que falsear la realidad para decirles que yo no te supe amar. No creerán, pues saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor. Y qué orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas y que tenerte era la gloria y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando pregunten por ti, ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando todos pregunten por ti. ¿Qué les diré cuando pregunten por ti? Tú sabes bien que yo no puedo fingir.
Y tendré entonces que falsear.
saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor. Y qué orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas y que tenerte era la gloria, y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando todos pregunten por ti. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando todos pregunten por ti, cuando todos pregunten por ti, cuando todos pregunten por ti.
Beautiful. Emmy Castro live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio. That is outstanding. That's great. Thank you
incredible.
So much, Rocker.
I want to know now, what does it mean to be a Peruvian artist?
¿Qué significa ser un artista peruano?
Para mí, ser artista peruana es defender mi cultura, hacer que no muera, prevalecer en el tiempo y también poder llegar a un nivel donde todas las personas puedan escucharlas, tanto adultos como niños, como personas mayores. Y también es nunca olvidar mis raíces. La cultura peruana, yo crecí en la cultura peruana, en la música criolla, y eso cada vez que hago y canto música peruana hace que recuerde mucho a mi familia, cómo crecí, qué viví y las experiencias que me está dejando.
So for me, being a Peruvian musician, first of all, means defending my culture and making sure that it never dies and preserving it. And then also being able to disseminate it and make it so that everyone can listen to it and everyone can appreciate it. From different cultures, but also people young and also old can appreciate it.
Wow. Well, we certainly appreciate it here at Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, you have a new single coming out March 14th and an album this summer, and you'll be playing at the Cafe Coda here in Madison on March 14th and then Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd. And, let's get right to another song here before we get to the end and run out of time. We have one more song that's called Mama Juanita. Tell us about that song before you play.
Mama Juanita, rhythm de festejo, parte de la cultura peruana también, festejo. Y Mama Juanita es un canto alegre, es un canto, por eso se llama festejo, es festejar, es dar prioridad a la felicidad, a la alegría que se inició dentro de la cultura afroperuana.
So Mama Juanita is a song that's in the rhythm of festejo, which is a very celebratory rhythm, and it's about dancing and having fun, and that joy is also very emblematic and comes from Afro-Peruvian culture.
All right, let's check it out right now. Emmy Castro's live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Just a reminder, Rob Roberts and After Hours is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on Max Inc.
Thank you for invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh yeah. Ooh-ha.
Ay, de la casa de la tía Mariquita, de la casa de la tía Mariquita, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita. Y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango.
About you, that got me wanting to dance around a little bit here in the studio. That's awesome.
I saw you shaking it, Jimmy.
Emmy, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's wonderful to meet you and hear your music and learn about the Peruvian culture a little bit. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the invitation. Para mí es un placer estar aquí compartiendo mi cultura. No saben lo feliz y lo grande que se me hace el corazón.
It's so wonderful to be here, being able to share my culture with you. You don't know how happy that makes me.
Now, how do we follow you guys online? How do we find out your schedule?
¿Cómo te seguimos en línea?
Como Emmy Castro Music en Instagram y en todas las plataformas digitales. Emmy Castro.
Emmy Castro Music on Instagram and all the digital platforms.
That's E-M-Y Castro.
Yes.
And you'll be at Cafe Coda here in Madison March 14th. Kona Michi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You guys were awesome. Such a great performance.
I love you.
Many Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I'm going to be back with a double dip of Robert J. plus more information about the Mama Cares. And Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's John Mino
and Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's actually a mom and her son out on a superhero adventure. Calling all superheroes, March 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the Oshkosh YMCA. You can join in for an action-packed evening, making your very own cape, zooming through amazing obstacle courses, and dancing like no one's watching. There's going to be pizza, prizes, and unforgettable memories. So up, up, and away to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The next Canadian prime minister says we didn't ask for this fight with the U.S. on tariffs, but Canada will win, says Mark Carney, who has won the Canada Liberal Party leadership race and will succeed Justin Trudeau. ABC News senior White House correspondent Salida Wang.
Some conflicting messages from the White House. President Trump says those tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy imports could go into effect tomorrow, but his Commerce Secretary says those are planned for April 2nd.
The top Trump economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, telling ABC's This Week that the tariffs are about stopping fentanyl from coming into the U.S. In the U.S. president's interview today on Fox News, he didn't mention fentanyl. Five injured in a small plane crash into a parking lot in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, smashing into more than 10 cars, bursting into flames. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem promising to step up lie detector tests on employees to find those leaking info to news media. This is ABC News.